This is Passport to Texas. The plan? Stock more than 250,000 rainbow trout in over 120 locations statewide through March. The challenge? The ongoing drought, which has caused
a combination of low water that doesn't cool and doesn't get enough oxygen in it, and a combination of access to those sites.
Carl Kittle, who oversees the trout program for Inland Fisheries, says those two factors will probably mean stocking fewer fish in fewer locations. He adds there are locations statewide able to sustain this winter fishery.
We do feel confident there will be some trout stocking. The large reservoirs with tail races, particularly the Guadalupe River coming out of Canyon, are looking good, and we have a pretty good level of confidence those will be good places to stock trout this year.
If Inland Fisheries is unable to stock all the sites it usually supplies with trout, then it will put more fish in locations that are suitable. Kittle's best advice, monitor the website for the most up-to-date information on the stocking situation.
We will identify stockings that look safe, stockings that can't happen or won't happen, and those notifications may happen close to the time of stocking, and they may change frequently depending on weather conditions.
Find the stocking report on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, which funds trout stocking programs in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.